Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Nefreda Thomas, and I'm co-hosted by Imelda Wallace, who is doing our technician for us in the back, and we just want to thank her this morning for that. And we're also co-hosted by Ms. Ann McNeil and Ms. Danelle McNeil, who will be joining us simultaneously back and forth throughout the show. Thank you, ladies, this morning for joining us. Please say good morning to our audience.
Good morning. And a great morning to all of you. Thank you.
Good morning again, everyone. I'm sorry I'm having some technical difficulties this morning, but we're going to be just fine. We're delighted to be back with you this morning. We have a great show prepared for today, so get your friends and all of your family on, because we want everybody to join us in this morning and help us to continue to go through Napoleon Hill. Please join us by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or by phone by calling 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. I'm hearing a little bit of feedback. I'm not really sure if that's one of our callers. We may want to put our phones on mute until we're going to speak, because if I'm hearing feedback, I'm wondering if our audience is doing the same. So if our callers that are, mics are open, if you can put them on mute for me, that would be wonderful. Thank you all so very much. Again, let me give you those numbers and how to listen to us via the internet. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone by calling 661-554-9219. Again, that number is 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. We invite you to make a comment on our Facebook page and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. We will be monitoring that page on the call while we're on the call. Before we get into today's show, Imelda has some information to share about our organization and who we are. After that, we'll be right back.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much, Imelda, for letting us know a little more about our organization. I'd like to take the time again to say good morning to our president, Ms. Ann McNeil, and our founder and our visionary. We're just so blessed to have her with us this morning. She will be in and out. She will be assisting us and just sharing in this wonderful, rich chapter that we're going over. And I just want to let everyone know that she is the master builder, building master minds bigger and stronger. And we just want to thank her again this morning for taking so much time to join us and to continue to share with our audience about how wonderful this is. So thank you again, and we really appreciate you. Is Ms. McNeil still with us this morning?
My apologies, Ms. Fetter. Yes, I was on mute. And again, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives. And Ms. Fetter, this subject that we're discussing this week has changed millions, millions, millions of lives all over the world in terms of the mastermind concept. So we're all excited, and we're ready to get started. Thank you.
Yes, we are. Before we do that, Ms. McNeil posed a question to us on last week, and we were ending with it. We didn't really get a chance to complete and go around and finish, but she wanted us to kind of share before we get back into our reading of Chapter 9. And for those of you that are following along in our books, you can go ahead and get your books ready. We're going to be starting reading on page 184 and starting at the second paragraph. But before we do that, while you all are getting your books together to follow along with us in our reading today, we want to take up where we left off on last week, and that was explaining a little bit about the actual mastermind concept that we practice. As Danielle shared with you earlier in reference to the 10 areas that we cover and how all of that works together. So I believe that Imelda was getting ready to share before we ran out of time on last week in reference to what masterminding has done for her life and what it's done for her as it relates to being a part of Call to Conquer, which is the name of our group, who is hosting the show today. So we're going to take up from there for right now, and then we're going to go back into our reading. So Imelda, would you be so kind as to share some thoughts or maybe just some things that you've experienced since you have been a part of Mastermind with Call to Conquer?
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Being a part of Mastermind, Call to Conquer Mastermind Group has truly been a blessing to my life. Coming together with like-minded people that are trying to reach their goals and to accomplish them in a timely fashion, it is also encouraging because I find that when I wasn't a part of Mastermind, I did not keep up with my goals. I wasn't consistent with things I had set forth to do. But being a part of the group has helped because it encourages me to hear others accomplish their goals and complete their tasks. And when I fall short and especially when I have to give my report every week we have to, being a part of Mastermind, you have to write out your goals and your plans in the 10 areas of your life and report weekly, and it's like an accountability system, so it kind of helps me stay focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. So it has truly been a blessing to me. And sometimes if I fall short, I don't want to be left out with getting my report in. I'm up to like 12 in the morning just so I can be accountable for the group, so it helps out a lot.
Wow, that's really, I'm so glad to hear you share that with our audience. I'm sure our audience is very happy to hear the real life stories of some things that we experience as we walk through Think and Grow Rich. And a big part of that is we follow along in the book throughout the year as we continue with our goals. And so, because it helps us to stay on track, because if you notice, all of his chapters give you some kind of an action plan. So that's a part of what we have to do, is provide an action plan to the things and goals that we've set forth. It's one thing to put down a goal and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. but is there an action plan behind that to make sure that those things get done in the manner in which you want them done? So that reading is all a part of that. So sticking with the book, sticking with the chapters, as we've been doing through all the groups that have come before us and while we're on this call, it is what is the driving force that keeps each one of the groups pumping the lifeblood through it and holding each other accountable to their individual goals as we take those individual goals and match them up with the things in the book. And I'd like to take the time this moment, just since I'm already talking, I'll go ahead and share some of my experiences and one of my experiences with Think and Grow Rich. I've been masterminding for quite a while, and my experience with Call to Karma has been a wonderful. We have watched each other grow. We have grown closer. And that's another thing about a mastermind group and what he talks about. It has to be like minds, like spirits that are working cohesively together, because when you do that, you give the opportunity for you to feed off of each other, because I may be stuck in a space and then I can get an idea from Imelda that will help me to say, you know what, I didn't think about doing it that way. That's why a mastermind group is so important, and what we do here at International Mastermind is just that. So we feed off of each other. We hold each other accountable, and this has really been a blessing for me considering all the things that I've been going through. But it makes those things just a little bit easier when you've got a plan of action, when you have it before you, when you deal with it every week. It keeps it where it doesn't get out of hand. It's always under control. So that's the one of the wonderful things about masterminding for me that it's done from a broad sense. It has helped me keep all the things I do in some kind of order so that I don't, as they begin to grow and flourish, there is a plan that has been put in place for that to happen. So those are some of my experiences that I continue to experience with Mastermind. Ms. McNeil, I hope she can get off of mute, because I'd like to ask her a question while we're dealing with this subject. She did share with us about her story and how this came about and what she did that night reading the entire book. But I would like to, because she's been masterminding for such a long time, while we're on this subject, I'd like her to talk about what it means to reset the goals, because sometimes we reach those goals and then we don't reset them, and then we kind of lack off and we don't do the things that we were doing before because we don't reset the goals. So I'd like to have Ms. McNeil discuss or just talk to us a few moments about resetting the goals and staying engaged, even though some of those things that you said before are already done. Ms. McNeil?
Well, thank you, Ms. Fred. First, I have to acknowledge the other McNeils, because you do have two McNeils on the line. So this is Ann McNeil, and Danelle McNeil is also standing in the wings. But in regards to resetting the goals, I think that through working through Napoleon Hill's book for the last 40 years, it has proven that we really should have a vision and goals for our life that will outlive our life. And as a result of that, as masterminders utilizing the International Mastermind Association process and system, we set goals in the 10 different areas, which you've already heard. But we set those goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, and even 100 years out in terms of what we would like to leave as a legacy. Because one of our favorite books, the book, says that we should leave an inheritance for our children, children's children. And so when we think about those plans and goals and visions that we set today, what impact will they have 100 years from now? So as international masterminders, we aspire to live a life of significance while leaving a legacy. And so that's why it's so very, very, very important, Freda, to answer your question, that we have goals that will far exceed, you know, our imagination. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. McNeil. Also, if I can add to that, and you were talking about resetting your goals, on page 107 in Chapter 5, Organized Plan, it gives a testimony how Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before he succeeded in his goal with the light bulb. I think it's very important that we continue to be encouraged. That's why it's so important for us to continue to be a part of a mastermind group to encourage each other to keep resetting those goals. Even when you fall short, you just get back in line, get back focused, and start over again.
Thank you.
I think we're having a problem with our host's mic. Nefreda, are you still there?
Okay.
I apologize. I was asking for Danelle to make some comments if she was available.
Oh, we didn't hear you. We're sorry.
Hi, Danelle. I apologize. I thought I was speaking. I thanked Ms. McNeil earlier, and I asked you to join in. So I'm so glad that Imelda took over and chimed in for me. Yeah, I thought I was being heard. I apologize, everyone.
I apologize. I was actually communicating with my other group member, Willay. We are together, so my apologies. Please, I apologize. So please repeat the question.
Oh, I was. Did you get a chance to hear your Ms. McNeil's, Dr. McNeil's comments? I want you to comment as well on what we were discussing as it relates to resetting the goals and just being a part of a mastermind group. Especially with your group being so new, that would be really great for you to share as it relates to our listeners who may not be in groups right now.
Right. Excuse me. One second, Minnesota. Before she does that, we may have people listening who don't know what a mastermind group is. So if I can just read, if it's okay with Danelle, from page 182 about what Napoleon Hill has to say at the top of the hour before we really, really, really get into, so we can just, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, please. We welcome that.
Okay, Napoleon Hill says at the end of page 182, gaining power through the mastermind, he says the mastermind can be defined as coordination of knowledge and effort and a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing himself or herself of the mastermind principle. And then it gives the instructions that were discussed in chapter 1, that plans for the purpose for translating desire into its monetary equivalent. If you carry out these instructions with persistence and intelligence and use discrimination in the selection of your mastermind group, your objective will have been halfway reached even before you began to recognize. So I just wanted to just share that just in case we have people who are listening in, because we do get thousands of downloads a week. And even though we're deeply into the chapter and into the book, we just wanted to just share with your listening audience about what a mastermind group is. So, Danelle, if you would go on, please, and I'm just going to get off. Thank you.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, it is a little bit after 15 after the hour, so if we can go to a quick commercial break, our first commercial, then I'll be happy to pick up right after where my mother started.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, so we're back. Thank you very, very much. I'm glad, actually, that my mother read that part, because the part that I was actually going to take from the book in terms of resetting the sail is actually at the part of 182, where Napoleon Hill talked about the three major sources of knowledge, one being infinite intelligence, the second being accumulated experience, and the third being experiment and research. And the part that I believe we get the most from being involved in a mastermind group is accumulated experience. Now, I have been exposed, maybe exposed is not the best word, but I've been exposed to masterminding for a while, but I am, for myself, just being involved in setting and resetting my own sail. And being part of a mastermind group, especially the one that I'm involved with right now, the one I'm a part of right now, where the accumulated experience, as Napoleon Hill mentioned, as a matter of fact, let me read it, the accumulated experience of civilization, or that portion of it which has been organized and recorded, may be found in any well-equipped library. An important accumulated experience is taught in public schools and colleges where it has been classified and organized. But when I think of accumulated experience in terms of my mastermind group, kind of like what I mentioned last week, I'm thinking about all of the minds in their own brilliance of the people in my group. And those people are already connected to great minds. They may not be in the form of a mastermind group, but just through their social, professional relationships and associations. So when we all come together, you know, we may, as a matter of fact, we're all getting together today. We're driving over to Naples for our face-to-face. And in the International Mastermind Association, a face-to-face meeting is when everyone gets together face-to-face, and it allows for a greater sense of accountability, and the fellowship is a lot greater as well. So, you know, you may have some groups that meet on the telephone or via Skype or different ways, but a face-to-face. And, you know, because we're so busy, we don't always have time to meet face-to-face. So if we can get in some FaceTime maybe once or twice a month and make a day of it, it creates a greater bond. So, as a matter of fact, there were some things that I have written down that I need and want to present to my group to help me reset my sail, because, you know, something may not be going exactly as I planned. And while I can reset my own sail, it's greater and it's more profound and it's just more wholesome when I allow others to help me do that. I don't know if that answered your question. I hope so, because that was a mouthful.
Thank you so much, Janelle.
Thank you.
I think our audience really enjoyed that explanation you just gave us, because it kind of set some things in motion and helped us understand the importance not just of masterminding, but how you mastermind. The face-to-face, I mean, to me, you guys getting ready to enjoy a wonderful Saturday. The weather is great. Getting ready to go over to Naples, such a beautiful scenery. And, I mean, just when you think about that already, it's a wonderful weekend. And it's not like you guys are spending $5 million to go and spend some time in nice, sunny, relaxing Naples. You know what I'm saying? So the mastermind groups help you to not only reach goals, but also experience some things that you may not be experiencing on a normal basis, because, you know, we just go through life and we do our day-to-day and not really enjoying and living it. And I think you guys are really experiencing that through your group. You know, you're going over to Naples to one of your group members' home to enjoy the day and meet and talk about your goals and talk about where you're going to go next, what you're going to do next. as a group while also helping each other to stay on track with your individual goals. So,
right.
So that is what I think that our group is pulling from being a part of Napoleon Hill's book and reading through this book continuously, and it is such a blessing, and it really keeps you upbeat and focused on what you need to be doing to make your life better than where you are right now. So thank you so much for sharing that. We really, really, really appreciate that, and I'm sure our listeners do as well.
The last thing that I wanted to say is just that this type of accountability and this type of camaraderie and relationship building, it just allows you to do things that you more than likely would not be able to do on your own. In addition, it allows you to do it, I don't really want to say in record time, but it also allows you to do it in a time frame that you by yourself, it would just take so very long to do, just so very long to do. So, yeah, we're excited.
Agreed. Thank you so very much again for sharing with us, Danelle. I know that you are en route to your escapade for today, but thank you so much for taking
that.
A moment to share with us. We really appreciate
that.
Imelda, would you be so kind as to take us to a commercial break? And when we return, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into our reading. We hope that you've enjoyed the first half of our show, sharing a little bit about our groups and so forth. And when we come out of commercial, we'll go back into our reading. We're in Chapter 9, for those of you that are following us in your books, and we're going to be on page 184, starting at the second chapter. Thank you all so much. We'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back. So we are moving forward on page 182, and I'd like to welcome everyone who is on the call to go on ahead and mute your phones because there is feedback. But if you are a guest on the line, we want to invite you to press 1 to join the call. And in the meantime, we'll move forward.
Okay, thank you, Danelle. This is Ann McNeil. If I can share, if you don't mind.
Of course. Who would
thank
say
you.
No to the master builder?
Thank you. The center talked about moving on to page 184, and I'd just like to read something that Napoleon Hill wrote. He said that, and he's actually referring to Andrew Carnegie, and it actually starts on the bottom of page 183, and he says that the human mind is a form of energy, a part of it being spiritual in nature. When the minds of two people are coordinated in a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of energy of each mind form an affinity, which constitutes the psychic phase of the mastermind. And what you were describing and what Nefreda was describing in terms of the synergy that exists and the energy that's formed between your groups, this is what everyone experiences when you come together with like minds and like spirited for a definite chief purpose. And then when we go over to page 184, he goes on toward the middle of the page, and he talks about that when you analyze the record of anyone who has accumulated a great fortune and many who have accumulated modest fortunes and you will find that they have either consciously or unconsciously employed the mastermind principle. Great power can be accumulated through no other principle. Energy is nature's universal set of building blocks, out of which she constructs every material thing in the universe, including human beings and every form of animal and vegetable life. Through a process which only nature completely understands, she translates energy into matter. Nature's building blocks are available to humanity in the form of energy involved in thinking. The human brain may be compared to an electric battery. It absorbs energy from what may be called the mysterious unifying force of the universe, which permeates every atom of matter, including the atoms that compose the human brain, and fills the entire universe. It is a well-known fact that a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. It is also well-known that the fact that an individual battery will provide energy in proportion to the number and capacity of the cells it contains. And then it just goes on to talk about the brain and showing that it's basically the same in terms of the power that is formed through a mastermind association with other people. So I just wanted to just share that while we continue to walk through the book. So now we're on page 185. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. McNeil, for sharing. We want to continue in our reading. I think you just kind of gave us a little recap. I'm not sure where the feedback is coming from, but there may be somebody that's not on mute. Hello?
Okay, let's just keep moving, Nefreda, so that Imelda can just mute everybody in the back room. It's just best to just mute people. And let's keep walking through page 185. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. All right. We're going to start reading at page 184, where we left off. And we're going to start at the second paragraph. I'll begin reading. And once I'm done reading, I'd like to have Imelda give some feedback on the reading. Mr. Carnegie's message.
I apologize. Dr. McNeil just read that. We were having complications with the line.
Oh, okay. So where are we?
Yeah, she's already read that part. And I can give her, I would like to comment about it. She started reading
it
at the end of the page.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. And we are going to repeat that. So I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone before I make my comment. I apologize. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
I still hear a little feedback, but I'll go ahead and make my comment. He was talking in reference to the energy, being a part of the mastermind group. If I can give a brief testimony, even on last night, I was speaking with Nefreda, and I was telling her I felt overwhelmed. And this is what happens to you when you get off track from your group and not doing your reports and staying focused. I had paid off some debt. That was one of my goals. And I found myself back in the situation where I accumulated more debt, and now it's choking me. And I called Nefreda on last evening to tell her to pray for me because I had thought about getting a second job. And she encouraged me so much. It was so much energy on the phone. It was like as if I was in another space. The thought of even getting a second job has left my spirit because she encouraged me so much in reference to my business and things that I was supposed to do with setting my goals for my business. And she encouraged me, the money that you would go and work for 8 hours at JCPenney, that time could be applied to you focusing on your business and making more money than you would make with JCPenney's, and she just encouraged me so much. I was so glad that I can call someone, especially a part of my mastermind group, to share with when I was feeling overwhelmed, to encourage me to stay focused on your goals, stay focused on your, refocus, go back, rewrite the plan, rewrite the goals, and sit still. So it was just the energy that you get from one another is truly a blessing, and I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much, Imelda. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you we are really enjoying our group, and I think that this time this morning has really kind of set some things in motion so that people really understand what we're doing as it relates to matching the book and taking the principles from the book and really applying them to our own lives, especially some of the things Ms. McNeil shared with us earlier, and Danielle and what they're doing today. And if you remember, the last weekend they were in boot camp in sunny South Florida at one of the resorts. I mean, we're just really enjoying living and doing the things, and it's really based on the principles and the guidelines that have been set for us within this book. And it has really been a blessing. So I want to continue with the reading wherever Ms. McNeil left off. I'm not really sure where that. Yeah, sure.
Yes, before we do that, Nefreda, I have a hand raised.
Oh, okay.
And, yes. Good morning, Willa. Are you there?
Good morning. I am here. This is Willa with the Plan with Intention Mastermind Group. I'm here masterminding with my partner, Danielle McNeil. And I actually was listening to Mrs. McNeil's at the very end of 184 when she read that a group of brains coordinated in the spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain. And then at the very top of 185, it says, the mastermind principle holds the secret of the power wielded by people who surround themselves with the minds of other capable individuals. And I'll also share, like you, Melba, and like you, Nefreda, about the mastermind principle and how, not effortless, but it seems that when we combine with other like minds, there is a secret power that just unlocks, and everything, all of the goals that we have set, all of the plans that we've made, everything just kind of opens up in ways that I guess you could never imagine. So I'm so grateful for just masterminding with other like minds and being a part of a group that's pushing me forward much further, as Noel mentioned earlier, than I would have been had I tried this alone. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much, Willa. How are you this morning? So good to have you on the call.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Great hearing from you.
Good morning. Yes, great to hear from you this morning. It's always a blessing to hear that wonderful voice in the morning giving us. So thank you so much for calling in, Willa. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Before we start reading, we're going to go to commercial. So when we do that, we'll come right back and start at the top of page 185. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to start reading now at the top of page 185. Through this metaphor, it becomes immediately obvious that the mastermind principle holds the secret of the power wielded by people who surround themselves with the minds of other capable individuals. There follows now another statement which will lead still nearer to an understanding of the psychic phase of the mastermind principle. When a group of individual brains are coordinated and function in harmony, the increased energy created through that alliance becomes available to every individual brain in the group. Henry Ford began his business career under the handicap of poverty, illiteracy, and ignorance. Within the inconceivably short period of 10 years, Mr. Ford mastered these three handicaps, and within 25 years, he made himself one of the richest people in America. Connect with those facts the additional knowledge that Mr. Ford's most rapid strides became noticeable from the time he became a personal friend of Thomas A. Edison, and you will begin to understand what the influence of one mind upon another can accomplish. Go a step further and consider the fact that Mr. Ford's most outstanding achievements began from the time that he formed the acquaintances of Harvey Firestone, John Burroughs, and Luther Burbank, each an individual of great intellectual capacity, and you will have further evidence that power may be produced through the friendly alliance of minds. There is a little, if any, doubt that Henry Ford was one of the best informed leaders of the business and industrial world of his time. The question of his wealth needs no discussion. Analyze Mr. Ford's intimate personal friends, some of whom have already been mentioned, and you will be prepared to understand the following statement. Individuals take on the nature and the habits and the power of thought of those that with whom they associate in a spirit of symphony and harmony. Henry Ford whipped poverty, illiteracy, and ignorance by aligning himself with great minds whose vibrations of thought he absorbed into his own mind. Through his association with Edison, Burbank, Burroughs, and Firestone, Mr. Ford added to his own brain power, the sum and substance of intelligence experience. We're now at the top of page 186. Knowledge and spiritual forces of these four individuals. Moreover, he appropriated and made use of the mastermind principle through the methods of procedure described in this book. This principle is available to you. I'm going to stop right there so we can get some comments. That was really a powerful analogy that he just gave us and gave us how he became, what he became, and what he overcame in such a short period of time. But the manner in which he did it is what was so amazing. And it brings to mind something that someone said a very long time ago. I went to hear a very popular speaker, and he said to me, he said, I tell you what, introduce to me 10 of your friends, and I can tell you how much money you make a year. And I was, like, shocked. And I was like, really? He said, yeah, show me 10 of your friends, and I can tell you how much money you make a year. And I was like, wow. And that really is what this principle is all about. It really, association brings about assimilation. So I now want to open up for others to make a comment. I see that there's a hand up. So, Imelda, if you want to go to that person.
I apologize. Thank you. Can you repeat that, please?
You talking to me? Hello?
Yes, did you call my name?
Yes, I called your name.
I apologize.
Okay.
I thought the hand was raised, but I'd like to make a comment in reference to what Nefreda just read.
Sure. Go right ahead, Imelda.
On page 185, where it talks about Mr. Ford, 25 years that he had this handicap before he became successful. And I thought about Dr. McNeil when she mentioned that she's been masterminding for 40 years. Is that what she said, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, about 40.
40 years.
Yeah.
And
she's been practicing the principle for that long,
40 years, and see, it never stops. And it is so important for us to continue to engage with each other, to be a part of a group, and even what blesses me, and I remember at a time where I dropped out of being a part of a group years ago, and Dr. Ann, I used to run from her when I see her because I knew that she was going to ask me something about my masterminding, and I knew that I wasn't at the time. But I would be a little embarrassed, so I try to hide from her when I see her. But it was also encouraging. I remember going to a meeting one year, an annual meeting, and everyone there had their reports. They had their printouts. They had things on their computers. And I was sitting there, and I was very upset with myself that I did not have my goals and my plans with me. I felt left out. And I don't ever want to feel that way again. This last meeting we had mid-year in Palm Beach, it was such a blessing. I had my report. I had my photo on my report. I was so excited. And it was just a blessing. So you never stop masterminding. The consistency of it is what helps you to reach those goals. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. That 25 years that Mr. Ford, the period of 10 years Mr. Ford mastered these three handicaps, and within the 25 years he made himself one of the richest people in America. And also when I was reading this on page 186, going back in reference to what you just read, I thought about my church. I'm a minister at New Birth, and I think about how it doesn't take one person to do everything. The like-minded of the different ministries come together to complete the ultimate goal for that ministry. And so the pastor is never alone trying to accomplish the goals of the ministry. He gets the like-minded, those people that are in the same spirit, like-minded to reach that goal, to bring forth all the goals that they put forth for the ministry to move forward, to grow. And so it kind of made me think about that. And so it is also done in corporations. You know, so it's not
exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I just really thought about that. So I just wanted to share
that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Emeta. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to return, take a few more comments, do a little bit more reading and share some information with our audience as we get ready to wrap up and give our closing comments. So we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you so much, Imelda, for that. We don't see any more hands up at the moment, so we're going to continue with our reading. We have a few more moments before we are going to end our show. So I want to read just one more paragraph of Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 9. We're going to be on page 186, and we're going to start right at the second chapter. Give me one moment. Let me put on some glasses because that will always help to be able to see what we're reading. All right, we're right in the second chapter. I have already mentioned Mahatma Gandhi. Perhaps the majority of people who know anything about Gandhi look upon him as a million eccentric little man who went around without formal wearing apparel and making trouble for the British government. In reality, Gandhi was not eccentric, but but he was the most powerful man alive during his time. Judging by the number of followers he had, their faith in him. Moreover, he is arguably one of the most powerful individuals who have ever lived. His power was passive, but it was real. Let us study the method by which he attained his stupendous power. It may be explained in a few words. He attained power through inducing more than 200 million people to cooperate with him with mind and body in a spirit of harmony for a definite purpose. I want to stop right there. I wanted to really get to that part where he talked about for in harmony for a definite purpose. Because when you have a plan, I think it goes back to Ms. Ann, if you're part of our group, you know she's always talking about the goals sound wonderful, but what plans do you have to get to those goals? Have you sat down and really put together an action plan to make that so? And what I'm hearing here about Gandhi, who got 200 million people to follow him, is because there were 200 million people that were of one like mind, and they were able to work together in harmony because there was a definite purpose of the reason for working together. So I think that we can take a lot from what we've read today and share with so many other people. And we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of our show, and we want to give some time to talk about, let some people say some things or make some final comments if they will or if they would like. So, Imelda, I do see a hand up, so if you would like to allow that person to speak, and then we'll be able to begin closing out our show.
Okay, yes, that hand up is Danielle, and I apologize because I'm not sure how to erase that. She does not have a comment, but Kim is listening by way of she's on the air with us. She has a problem with her voice. She's a part of our Call to Conquer group, and she did text me, and she wanted to say something, so if it's okay, I can read her text message, the comment that she wanted to make.
Okay, sure.
She says, so by associating with like minds, we can go beyond limits and barriers, and we can achieve power of the mastermind. And I do apologize, Danielle does have something to say. Danielle, are you there? I apologize. Danielle?
Oh, sorry about that. On mute, double mute. Thank you very much, Imelda.
I apologize.
I do want to ask if everyone, well, anyone who's still on the line who mm-hmm. has attended our meeting of the minds, our annual meeting of the minds, if they can share with those people who do not know what to expect. I now go first. I know that I think Imelda mentioned it earlier, and I know that Nefreda mentioned it last night at a meeting that we were having. You know, the annual meeting of the minds is when everyone comes together. Those who are familiar with the masterminding system that we use, and those who are not familiar with it, but for those who are familiar with it, the seasoned masterminders. It's a time for us to come together and to share what we've set as goals and what we've accomplished and even those things that we've not accomplished, and to be able to reset the sail, if you will, as we talked about earlier today. And it's a very exciting time, and it's also for our youth to come together and to be able to do the same thing. There's some vision boarding, if you will, which is really exciting to see the things that people set before themselves and the pictures that they use and the colors and everything and the different conversations that go on. So those are some of the things that are exciting to me. If anyone else on the call can share what they look forward to and what new people, new guests can look forward to as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Danelle, for sharing that with us. We really want to make sure before we leave today, we have plans to let everybody know about our annual meeting. But this one-on-one, to really get a feel for it, it just does. It's not. I think that this really does it justice and let people know what to expect. It's going to be a very powerful weekend. That Friday and Saturday, a lot's going to be accomplished. It's really geared toward people who may not have masterminded before for Saturday, and to make sure that they are comfortable and a little bit more knowledgeable about what we do, and really seeing what we've been talking about here on Blog Talk, to really see it in action. So we do ask that you all consider on making plans to come. It's in January, so do your save and do your Christmas in January and come down and join us and let us help you plan some things that you'd like to do and see happen in your life. And so before we give our closing comments, I'd like to go back out to commercial to talk about our annual meeting that's coming up. So once we do that, we'll be right back for closing comments. And thank you all so much for being a part of the show today. So Imelda, if you would take us to that break, and then we'll be right back.
Start your year with full accountability and balance. Join the International Mastermind Association Friday and Saturday, January 11th and 12th, 2013, for the International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. The International Mastermind Association Annual Retreat is a day and a half of accountability, creating, sharing, and celebrating goals and accomplishments with like-minded individuals that are living their lives on purpose. You don't want to miss it. For registration and more information on this life-enlightening event, please visit our website at internationalmasterminders.com. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit
Well, thank you so much. Our technician extraordinaire is really working it out for us this morning in the back room.
I'm trying so hard here.
No.
Thank you so much.
No. We are so thankful to have you helping us this morning, Imelda. We know that it's all new to everybody. So we're thankful. We're all family here. We're having a wonderful time on the show. We're doing a great thing here, so I really am enjoying myself on this morning. Even with all the quirks and everything that's been in line, I'm having a great time. We're at the point where we're giving our closing points for the day. We want to thank everyone who's joined us on this morning. It has been a wonderful time in Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich. We're in Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind. When we return on next week, we will be starting our reading from page 186 in the middle of the page on the third paragraph. So for those of you who are following us, please read ahead. In other words, read back toward the front. For those who probably just joined us today and want to just jump in, go back to the front and kind of read to where we are on page 186 so you can be really refreshed and ready as we go back into this powerful chapter. And thank you so much for my impromptu co-host, Dr. McNeil, and her lovely daughter, Danelle McNeil. Thank you both so much for taking time out your day, especially you, Danelle, heading off to a wonderful sunny day in Naples, Florida.
Yay!
Thank you so much for thank you so much for taking the
You're
time
welcome.
To be with us this morning. All right. Really? You're getting on the road? All right. Well,
Yay!
Please be safe. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. And take advantage of lovely weather today.
Yes.
You all need to have your meeting. Consider having your meeting outside. It may be great. It may be fun.
We are actually, you know what? It's Rose and Vaughn's son's birthday. So it's a birthday face-to-face cookout, barbecue, so on and so forth. Yes, so we are definitely meeting outside. We do have an agenda. We are the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. We have an agenda because, you know, if we did not have an agenda, we would be all over the place discussing everything except what we're supposed to. So we are
exactly.
Very excited. Yeah.
Well, we are at the last few seconds of our show. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. Imelda, you have any closing comments you'd like to make, my love?
Yes, I just wanted to go back to what Danielle was talking about in reference to being at the meeting and seeing all the vision boards and different things that people come with. It is truly a blessing, and I really look forward to seeing a lot of new faces this year in January.
Let me take a picture.
Thank you so very much, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week right back here at Blog Talk Radio.